Chapter 8. Danny gave his boyfriend an amused look as he slumped down on the couch, his arms crossed over his chest and his bottom lip poking out in a pout. He had been like this ever since he had forced Danny to hang up on his conversation with Dick. The air tasted of a fire that had just been put out. The smoke invaded Danny's nose while the sizzling crackled in his ears. He was trying not to laugh as the entire thing gave off the impression that Jason was throwing a fit. "He's never going to leave me alone now. You called yourself my boyfriend," Jason had said, the fire crackling sadly in the air. Danny just laughed and sat himself in Jason's lap and draped his arms over his boyfriend's shoulders. "I am your boyfriend," he said, tilting his head to the side as he gave Jason his best set of puppy dog eyes. "Aren't I?" Jason just continued to pout, his eyebrows furrowed. Danny laughed and combed his fingers through Jason's hair before gripping him by the back of his neck and pulling him in for a deep kiss. Jason let out a breath against the Haffa's lips, making the Haffa chuckle in response. "Still pouty?" he asked, once he pulled away from Jason's lips, running his hand up and down the back of his boyfriend's neck. He just gave Danny a sad look and nodded. Danny groaned and buried his face in Jason's neck. "You make no sense to me. Dick is going to invade my privacy and try to meet you, and he's going to stalk you and me, and it's going to be annoying," Jason rushed out, his fire flickering like crazy with anxiety, and the words coming out slightly garbled over the flames and chirps that came from his core. "Okay," Danny said after a moment, and sat back, readjusting himself on Jason's lap until he was sitting perched on Jason's knees, his own knees on either side of Jason's waist. "I need you to explain some things to me so that I can better understand. Are you able to do that for me?" Jason sighed and nodded once more before making a continue motion. "I get why you cut off Bruce. He's the one who did this to you instead of letting you kill Joker. But why your siblings? It seems like, at least with Dick, he's the only one I've talked to. But from what you've said, it sounds like your siblings want to be there for you and you won't let them. Why?" Jason stayed quiet for a moment, his flames a soft crackle in the air as he stared down at his lap, taking Danny's hands in his and running his thumbs along the backs of Danny's hands. "At the end of the day, they will always choose Bruce. He will always be the one in the right, and I am always going to be the fuck up." Danny let out a breath. He didn't know how to respond to that if he was going to be honest. Sure, Jason had told him what happened with his dad, and he had explained that he had chose not to tell his siblings what had really happened, but he still didn't know Jason's siblings well enough to know how they would react if he did. He didn't know what to say to Jason, and he didn't know how to react. All he knew was that it looked like Dick was trying very hard to be a part of Jason's life, and maybe Jason should let him. Danny also knew he was looking at this from the perspective of someone who had to leave his sister and friends behind for his own safety, and that he would give anything to see them again, so maybe he was biased from his own experiences. "You're thinking very hard," Jason said, the flames light and close to fizzling out. Danny hummed and ran his fingers through Jason's hair. "I think that if you gave your brother the chance, he might surprise you," he said softly, while he twisted black strands of hair around his fingers. "In the end, it's your decision, and I don't blame you for wanting to protect your siblings and not ruin their perception of your father. But I think it is also unfair to them to not know what happened to you." Jason sighed, resting his head on Danny's shoulder, pain and fear coming off him in waves. It would hurt even more for them to know and still choose him. It's easier to push them away. At that answer, Danny allowed the calming spirit of his core to come out and wrap around Jason like a comforting blanket, letting it settle on the Revenant's shoulders. "How about we drop this subject for now, and we watch Little Women together instead?" Danny suggested, his nails scratching against Jason's scalp lately. The Revenant let out a hum of appreciation. "Which version?" Danny scoffed and tugged at Jason's hair lightly. "The newest version. I love Florence Pugh," he admitted. Jason shoved him off his lap. "The 1994 version is superior. How dare you?" he said, slamming Danny onto the couch and tickling at his sides, making the man laugh loudly, electricity crackling and popping through the air. "All three versions are good. I just like the newest the most," he laughed, shoving weakly at Jason's shoulders before deciding to wrap his arms and legs around Jason and cling to him like a spider monkey. Jason narrowed his eyes at Danny as the haffa hung from his body. "You're lucky I like you," he grumbled out. Danny squealed and plopped a kiss on Jason's cheek, happy that he had at least managed to get his boyfriend to stop pouting for the time being. The two soon found themselves curled up on the couch, Jason's head pillowed on Danny's chest, and a blanket thrown over the both of them. Danny had his arms wrapped around his boyfriend's waist, resting his chin on top of Jason's head as they watched the March sisters struggle to figure out who they were. Jason's life was complicated and something Danny didn't fully understand, but he was happy to be there. Happy to know that he could provide Jason with the comfort and safety that he so obviously desperately needed. And that's what he would continue to do. He would continue to be here for Jason, to hold his hand as he struggled to come to terms with what had happened to him. He held him close, became an ear for him to vent to, a shoulder to cry on. He still didn't know the full story of what happened, but he likely never would, and that was okay. What he could do was just be here and support Jason in anything he needed. He pressed a soft kiss to the top of Jason's head and smiled as he felt the purrs escape from Jason's core and the feeling of contentedness that seeped out of him. End of chapter 8.